Anthea, whose inside mind was made so that she was able to be much more uncomfortable than the others at keeping the great secret of the wishing carpet and the phoenix, has decided that she must tell her mother the truth. Mother was really a great dear, but, as the phoenix had told the children, she would never believe the story of the disappearing cook. "You see," began Anthea when she had found her mother alone at the writing desk, "the carpet took us to a place where you couldn't have whooping cough, and that's why the lamb hasn't hooped since. And we took the cook because she was so tiresome, and then she would stay and be queen on account of her white cap." Mother laid down her pen. "I am most awfully busy," she sighed. "This is a letter to your aunt at Lyndhurst, for tomorrow I am taking the lamb to Bournemouth on account of his cough, and as Daddy's got to go to Scotland, I'm leaving you with the new cook and Eliza till it is time for you to go to Lyndhurst, where Daddy and I shall meet you all for Christmas. Now please, no more talk about the phoenix, for my head's going round, and I really do wish you would take yourself off on this wishing carpet of yours."
"We shan't be able to go anywhere on the carpet when we're at Lyndhurst," said Robert.
"And I'm glad of it," said Jane, unexpectedly. "Glad?" said Cyril. "Glad?" It was breakfast time. The house felt very empty now that Mother and the lamb and Father were gone away. "Yes, I'm glad," said Jane. "I don't want any more fancy things to happen just now. I want everything to be just real." "If we could only have got Mother to believe it, we might have taken her to the jolliest places," said Cyril.
"We're going to Lyndhurst tomorrow, anyhow," said Robert. "Don't let's waste the day in saying how horrid it is to keep secrets from Mother. Let's get on the carpet and have one jolly good wish before Christmas."
"Well, look here," said Anthea. "Couldn't we wish the carpet to take us somewhere where we should have the chance to do some good and kind action? It would be an adventure just the same."
"I don't mind," said Cyril. "We shan't know where we're going, and that'll be exciting."
"We might rescue a traveller buried in the snow like St. Bernard dogs with barrels round our necks," said Jane, beginning to be interested.
When breakfast was cleared away, Anthea swept the carpet, and the children sat down on it, together with the phoenix, who'd been especially invited to witness the good and kind action they were about to do. Four children and one bird were ready, and the wish was wished. Everyone closed its eyes so as to feel the topsy-turvy swirl of the carpet's movement as little as possible. When the eyes were opened again, the children found themselves on the carpet, and the carpet was in its proper place on the floor of their own nursery at Camden Town.
"I say," said Cyril, "here's a go."
"Do you think it's worn out? The wishing part, I mean," Robert anxiously asked the phoenix.
"It's not that," said the phoenix.
"Oh, I see what it means," said Robert, with deep disgust. "It's like the end of a fairy story in a Sunday magazine. How perfectly beastly."
"You mean it means we can do kind and good actions where we are. I see. I suppose it wants us to be nice to the new cook."
"Well, look here," Cyril spoke firmly. "We want to go somewhere really interesting where we have a chance of doing something good and kind. We don't want to do it here, see? Now then."
The obedient carpet started instantly, and the four children and one bird fell in a heap together, and as they fell, they were plunged in perfect darkness.
"Are you all there?" said Anthea breathlessly through the black dark.